The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. It's the feast of Pope Saint Sixtus and his companions today. Sixtus and four deacons. Sixtus was the pope, and he and four deacons were decapitated on this day in the year 258, and their crime was simply saying the Mass. It was part of one of the worst persecutions in the history of the Church, the persecution of the Roman Emperor Valerian, who issued a decree to the Roman Senate, and these were its terms. First, all bishops, priests, and deacons shall be killed on the spot without delay. No negotiation. As for lay people, they were first to be stripped of their titles, if they had any, stripped of their property, their home, their savings. And then they were to be given a chance to renounce their faith, and if they did renounce their faith in Christ, they were allowed to keep their lives, their homes, their property, their titles, their savings. That was already gone. That was non-negotiable. That was just to show that they were serious. Saint Cyprian heard of the Roman persecution, and he wrote a letter to all the faithful in the church, and he told them, "Be ready for spiritual combat. Think not of death, but of life. Think not of suffering, but of triumph. Think not of time, but of eternity. You, Christian, be ready for spiritual combat." And on the feasts of such martyrs as Sixtus and his companions, you know, it's tempting to simply have a pious nod of the head and go on with your comfortable suburban life. But you know what we need to do on such feast days? Every once in a while, we need to stop, listen, and pray, and ask the question whether we would act as they did. Because the one thing you learn from the Feast of the Martyrs is what the worship of God means. The worship of God means loving God above all else, above any title or property, above any relationship. More than a friend, more than a spouse, more than a child. It means loving God more than your safety. It means loving God more than your health. The worship of God means loving God more than your life. And when you hear the stories of the martyrs, you see what the worship of God means, and you realize nothing like that is being asked of you, well, maybe I should say at least not yet, but if it did, how would you respond? That's what we want to pray about. Pope Saint Sixtus was decapitated just for saying Mass. He knew that there would be the death penalty for saying Mass. He said Mass anyway. And some people would hear his story and say, well, he's reckless. And whoever said he was reckless was certainly never canonized. Because the love of Christ is reckless. Look at Jesus dying on the cross, and you know, you stop and ask yourself, did he have to go so far? Did it have to be so much? Did it have to be so brutal? Did it have to be so intense? The love of Christ is reckless. And then you realize that the heart of Christian spirituality is that the love God has showed you is the love that God asks of you in return. The harder we try to try to make following Christ comfortable, the less we follow Christ. The faith has never taken root in any land that has not seen the shedding of martyrs' blood. And the faith never takes root in any heart that does not have that same martyr's spirit. What surprises us, of course, is when we realize that they weren't gloomy and sad. They were joyful. They were absolutely swimming in God's graces. What made their martyrdom possible? And this is what our Lord means when he says, if you want to come after me, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Let's pray that that be our spirit as well, that we be willing, like the martyrs, to lose our lives for the sake of Christ, to find it in him, both in time and in eternity. And we'll ask the prayers of the saints to help us today. Pope St. Sixtus and his companions, pray for us.